Shir Chof Bav and Shabbos continue to Chav Gimel Techesh when Hitov Shalom and Zion, November 16, 1976, on Tuesday.
There is no Raya Brure from this Gimel, but he agrees with this point. Umir in the Chochet, the Limot Zalem Eimah, the Kula Alma Yalfin of Zerag Meishi, Dimkein, Hodit Nalli Kamo, Beazer Koishtein Beyutachas, Hazer Kota Vameshit Chayev, Alma Yalfin of Zerag Meishi, Aman Talmi, Vitaida, Dokiname, Name, the Meshit Chayim, Matamiud, have a Muslim name of the Kulalmi of the Meshit, who is Yutahas, Bainu Matamiud, Bainu Matamiud, the Makal Chayim, who plead the Matamiud, Bezukan, and get to the Mouse of Amri, Kushan, Khadami, who Mouse of Lamgenon. So why does the Gibora say that? El Muslim name, because then the question arises. The Muslim name of the Kulalmi of the Meshit, Mishu must listen to Azerik, or Mashin the forest be Somir, or Sename Shapi, or Nokator. Okay. The Rabbi saw by Alfin Zerik Meshi, Vim Tema, Valko, Zerik, Sayochi, there is a rabbi, Moyo Bemishki, the Moyo Bemishkin, Matsor, Homil of Meshi, who my time in the Rabbon de Patre. So then we should learn it out, so that itself should be an ab, because it was in the Mishki. I mean, it should be told of our poches, it got me Zoe, because it was in the Mishki, who my time in the Rabbon de Patre. Vichim the Hoyo Bemishkin, Amai Michael Rabbi. So if it was Mishkin, so why? So it wasn't the Mishkin, because if it wasn't the Mishkin, so the Rabbonon should also be. So we have to say that Zeirik Zayochim Yishayochid Oish Rabbim did not exist in the Mishkin. So why does Rabbi Akiva, learn out after all? It's always in Lochegruye. So even when it bears all the resemblance to something else that existed, that is in Lochegruye, if this in the exact form did not prevail in the Mishkan, so it cannot be a Meloch of Itzoy. V'chim lo'im Mishkan ma mechayv Rabbi Akiva told that Itzoy is Meloch Ekuye ain't one mechayv al-taf kese shoy Mishkan v'arish es li'il v'yish lema ad Rabbi Akiva sova ad-zir ikdom et feil imeshi mimayi didom e shotel for Itzoy. Alright, I don't want to go beyond that because that will involve us a lot of time. Now, there'll be a shiur tomorrow and there is no shiur in the Lichet. So there'll be a shiur tomorrow and there'll be a shiur on Thursday. Shir Chof Zayin Shabbos Chof Dal Cheshvan Hey Tov Shin Lam Zayin, November 17, 1976, Wednesday.
Now we left off pieces of Dalit. Avol Mato Miyudi Barhaka Chayit. Yom Akutu Kim Shuhun. Shachifit Yodi Shalom Yisabal Abayis Vishayach Chuto. So, when he sent Balabais to Sechiyot, he had to go in the Chai. So, Teisa says that in the Halacha of Kutuk and Mishun Chedam, the Alim that I'm thinking does not apply to a case where a person holds the Chayitz. Hold the Chayitz. But what's the Raya? The Raya is, so, when he sent Balabais to Sechiyot, he had to go in the Chai. So, now the Mishnah says that when the Oni stretches out his empty hand and into the bais, and then the Balabais puts a chayfet into the Oni's hand, and then the Oni pulls back his hand. So both have to. The question is, if we are going to say, "Kuto kimishu chadam ye," so mimele the oni, so should be chayev, because when the balabais put the chayfetz on his hand, so mimele it was cold in the avia of the balabai of the bais, so mimele it was munach there, and then when he pulls back, so he makes. And Akira from the Mokinoch. So why is the only potter? So it's a raya that we don't apply the halacha of kudok in shirunchah when somebody holds it. When do we apply the halacha in shirunchah? When it's not held by anyone, when it is just covered by avia, when it is suspended in the avia, when it's moving in the avia, then we say kudok in shirunchah, not when it's held by some. This is the plain shot in thesis, and this is how Rabbi Yehuda understood the thesis. In other words, the thesis sheeting is that we do not say kudok in shirunchah in the case where it is held by some. So then, now, so then Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ayn lekamon tzadik veizom medalev thesis divra maschol has." In other words, So Rabbi Kveya is pointing out that the Teisves, Daf Tzadik Veis, is chilek on our Teisves. Here Teisves lays down a proposition that we don't apply the counsel of Kudok in Shirunchah in the case where it's held by someone. And Rabbi Kveya understood that this Teisves doesn't mean we don't apply the halacha of Kudok in Shirunchah of Kudok in Shirunchah, that because in this specific situation of where the balabai, where the oni stretches out an empty hand, and then the balabai puts a chayfet in his hand, and then the oni pulls back his hand, so we don't apply kudok in shirunchah because of aget yach meyaget, because then Teisa should say kishachim yodish oni yodish balabai ve'yogud. Even if it's not ogut to a goof that is Meshuzachia, the raya is from the case where it is ogut. But if Teisves Kavone had been to limit it only to a situation where it is ogut to a goof that is standing Meshuzachia, then Teisves should spell it out. This is the reason as to why Rabbi Kveiger understood that Teisves is laying down a general proposition. And what Rabbi Kveiger says is very reasonable. So because of this, Rabbi Kveiger says, "I only come on tzadik veis a medalef." This is the Ramas Losov, because their Teisves says the reverse. Their Teisves applies the concept of kudok in shirunchah even to a case when it's not suspended in the avia by itself in an independent way, even when it is held by someone, So in other words, so there is a machlekes between the Teisves of Daled and the Teisves of Tzadikveis. Now let's see the Teisves of Tzadikveis. Now here we went over this Gemara many times. Now this is a basic Indian of Tzadikveis. The machlekes between Abai and Rove, and according to what the Gemara says, that the Ipuch, that Rove says Biyat Chayim and Biklipoteh, so that means that Rove and the Din is like Rove. So holds that Aged Yad Loish Meyaget. When is Aged Yad Loish? And in what case does the Gemara deal with, the Machlekes of Abai and Rove deal with, if the hand is lower, is less than 3 Trochim above the calf. So then, so in other words, let's say this is the Karkarishus Arabin, and I stand in the Rishus Ayoch, and then I stretch out, I have papers in my hand, and I stretch it out, and I keep it 2 Tvochim from the card. So according to Rav Agad, Yad is Loish Meyaget. So Meilayim Chayev for Meitzim Yoshus, even though it's kept in the hand, but since it's within Gimel Tvochim from the Karke, so Memele, I'm Chayev
for me it's in the Shusayochi, which is a rabbi. According to Abaye, he says Aged Yad, Aged Yad. So Ishmeyaged, some mele is spot. This is the machlekes. So the Gemara is the kashe. Biyat chayin. How can Rabbi say that biyat chayin? But now in poshet balabayis is yodu lechutz. We not loni niseicho or ishenosim niseicho. We hichnis ishneim shneim pturim shneim pturim. So why shneim pturim? We should be chayin. If aget yad is lo ishmeyaget. Even though the doni put it. But aget yad is loish meaget. So hosom lemaila megim uhoch lemata megim. So in other words, the Mishnah is reference to the case of lemaila megim. Of lemaila megim. So then everybody agrees that he's potter. And the Rabbi, when he says chayev, has reference to the case of lemata megim. So Teisa says there hosom lemaila megim. Vinei delavsh meaget hanochelek kinipiras bekunda. Now the question is, so here there is a machlekes hashem. What's the pshat in the Gemara? Now, according to Rove, aged yad lo ishmeyag. So even though it's attached to the other vishus where the group stands, it's considered noch in the vishus where the hand is. So in other words, if the hand with the ten, that contains the peres is in the vishus arabi, even though it's attached to the vishus ayochid, it's considered noch in the vishus arabi. It's considered completely noch in the shesarad, but that's only the matter migimu. But if it's the mailo migimu, so then even Rove will be made at his potter. So according to Rashi, why will Rove be made at his potter? Not because of aged yad, because what if shachiv aged yad is loish meyaged in case of poches migimu? So aged yad is loish meyaged in case of the mailo migimu. But if it's a mile of Gimel, then he's potter because there is no Anochal Gabi Kar. We need Lav Shmeyaget, so the mele it's Lav Shmeyaget even Pogas Migim. Even Lamaila Migim. It's Lav Shmeyaget. Even Lamaila Migim is Lav Shmeyaget. But still, Lamaila Migim is potter because there is no Anochal Gabi Kar. Anochal like a Kinpira de Kunas. Hitcha Rabbe Bochon, Le Rabbe de Meke Masnissen Berish Mechlunti in Kravatime Doma, Kluto Kimishum Hadam. Rabbe applies the Mishneh that doesn't require, that seems not to require the under al-dalet, like Rabbi Akiva, could be delivered on it. Barbo and Mais, so Bahar Bobbi the Mais Oche, so in other words, so Mele according, so Bahar Bobbi the Mais Oche, a Mais Shnei and Pturim. In other words, so Rabbe, not Rabbe, Rabbe doesn't apply it to the matter begin the mission, but Rabbi that is making us this merish mechulkin Rabbi Akiva the omakluta ki mishun chadam. So bahar bobe the ma'ase hoche. So to that Rabbi doesn't apply to matter begin to ma'ala begin, but since he applies the mission according to Rabbi Akiva, so if we say kluta ki mishun chadam ye, so the ma'ala begin is like the matter begin. So bahar bobe the ma'ase hoche amai shneim pturim. But my lo migimu li Rabbi Akiva, kmo li mato migimu li Rabbonon, kmo li mato migimu li Rabbonon. So mimele, we don't need. It's not necessary that it should be hanochal gavikark. It's not necessary that it should be hanochal gavikark. Now we don't have to explain this thesis in accordance with the shita of the Rambam and the Ramban, that the pshat in kutik mishum chadamye is because we consider it as if it's nachal gabikarki. In other words, Teisves could agree with what Teisves shita of Dalad Amad Beitz, that the pshat in kutik mishum chadamye is that the anoche is in the aver itself. But since the anoche in the aver itself is in awe, so that means it's not necessary to have anochal gabikarki. So since it's not necessary to have a nochal gavikarke, so the question arises, according to Rove, the target yad is loish meyaget, and if yad loish meyaget, lemato megimu, so it's loish meyaget lemailo megimu, but lemailo megimu there's another chisson. Why? Because there is no halacha gabi kav. There is no halacha gabi kavki. But the matter of gimel, there is halacha gabi kavki. But according to Rabbi, that klutu kishu chadamye. So let's say like Teisves davdalad amid beis that the pshat klutu kishu chadamye is that halacha is in the avir. But so halacha in the avir is good enough. In other words, it's not necessary there should be halacha gabi kavki. It has to be munach, whether it's al gabi karke or not al gabi karke, as long as it's noch. So mimele, if Rabbi would agree with Rabbi that aged yad lo ish miyaget, so just as aged yad lo ish miyaget limate migimu, so aged yad lo ish miyaget limayle migimu. But limayle migimu, Rashi says there is no aloch al gabi karke, but according to Rabbi, it's mishiuch adam yet. So in every kluto there is no anochal gabi karak. It's not necessary to have anochal gabi karak in Mishus Arabi. So anochal ba'avar is good enough. So mimele and aged yad is loish me'aged. So we should be mechuyah v'ilu l'mayla v'gimu. That's the kash. Amai shnei b'tui. V'ale l'mayla v'gimu rabakive g'lmata v'gimu rabonu. Now, let's say according, so this is the pshat and this is kashi according to the shite that the pshat included the mishum chadam is that the anloch is not itself. But, and according to the other shit, that included the mishum chadam means that it's considered talpidin as if the anloch is not a bikalke. So in the mele, the kashi could be, well, I'll mile me gimel rabakim, I'll mile me gimel rabot. But yeh shleima, the rabbi soma, raga, uf, shmei aget, in a chadam. So in other words, rabbi who applies the Mishnah, like Rabakive, Klut Rishmur Adamye, so he'll hold like a bai, not like what? Virimi Foresh. So far, this is assumed like Rashi, that the reason is to buy the Milam Gimel. So, the Milam Gimel, so he's Potter, even according to Rove, is because there is no Anoche al Gabikar. But as far as the question of aged yach me aged or loish me aged is concerned, there is no difference between the matem and gimel and the mailam gimel. So just as according to Rovel, the matem gimel aged yad is loish me aged, so the mailam gimel also aged yad is loish me aged. Now the rishite is something else. The rimi foresh hosom the mailam gimel. Vis meima the shme aged. So in other words, there is insofar as the svore of shmei aget or loy shmei aget is concerned, there is a distinction between the matem gimu and lemayel gimu. Because the matem gimu, it means it's agav karke mamish. So mimele, if it's agav karke mamish, so even though it's attached to the goof that is standing in other shoes, so it's loy shmei aget. Masha'in came where it's not agav karke mamish. So then, even Rabbi agrees that Aged Yad is Shmeyaget. Anyway, so here Teisves is applying the aloche of Pluto Kimishum Chodamye to the case of the Mishnah. So that means, so this is what Rabbi Gregor is pointing out, that according to Rabbi, the Pshat, When Rabbi says that Homane Rabbi Akiva he Yomar Libinu became Abo al Abo, so Teis Veshite Daftarik Beis is that the reason is why the only Israel, the Rabbi Israel, is because of Kudu Mishum, not according to the Teis Vesh here. So the Pshat is no. The reason is why the only Israel, but Rabbi Israel, is not because of Klutu Kimishuncho. Because Klutu Kimishuncho doesn't apply to a case where it's held in somebody's hand. But the Madoma who says Klutu Kimishuncho obviously must reject the whole requirement of Dalit al Dalit. But here, it's not because of Klutu Kimishuncho. And Klutu Kimishuncho, you don't apply here. Why not? Because it's held by someone. Mashein can taste this. After the Kveis holds, no, Israeli can face that Dalit. That the reason as to why, that what Rabbi is saying is, that the reason as to why the only Israel, or the bias Israel, is because of Kutkim Shuncho. Not that he agrees with the shit of Kutkim Shuncho. So the Mele, he doesn't agree with the requirement of Dalit. No, this is the reason as to why Israel, because of Kutkim Shuncho. And even though,
even though he holds it in his hand, we still say put it in Mishnah. This is what Rabbi Kliga says, and that's the most reasonable pshat in Tesis. There are Achreinim who say that there is no machlekes between the Tesis here and the Tesis Daf Tzadik Beis, but they say that when Tesis says kishachim es miyodi shaloni oishem al habayit v'shayach pluto, so Tesis limits itself to the case where there is adit yad. Let's say, and if we say adit yachme yagit, so that's the reason as to why l'shayach pluto, not as a general principle l'shayach pluto, but even in this particular case l'shayach pluto. B'shenesim balabayis l'sich yodei v'hei tzilo yachayit, because of agit. But it's not mashma that this is Tesis Loshin, because it appears from Tesis Loshin that Tesis is saying it as a general principle, so that means that it's other bala Tesis, I mean the Tesis Dabdala and the Tesis Dabdala the Gleis are different bala Tesis. That's mistabam, the way Rabbi Gleis gets you. Alright, now Temerari in Praisei Bishimoki Dibinan Hamoch Al Dabi Mokim Dalet Och in Mashma Tzad Bishomruch the Omer of Zeyer Omana Achirini Mashma the Trigger Abonan Alei in Kein Eichikom Aroch in the Merakal Chaya in Kein Ahi Praise Mane. So in other words, in one alternative Rabbi says that the Matam Yud the Merakal Chaya, why the Yadikut of Shinuch Adami, but if we say the Merakal Kut in Shinuch Adami, that means the Merakal no such requirement as Dalad Dalad. So Rabbi Zeira says, but Rabbi Zeira says that Omana Achirim, so that only the Achirim say that, but the Rabbanon hold no, there is such a thing as Dalda Dalit. But according to this alternative in Rabbi, so everybody agrees with Putu Keshim Ruchol, there is no requirement of Dalda Dalit. We need to שיעמיד רבי עקיבא ורבונו כמסניסי ולא יקיים פרייס לביך ולעמיד מסניסי ככל העולם. Alright, so נהיה חנמי that by saying twice that there is that the רבונו נוגד אחרים אחרי, but Rabbi in this alternative assumes that only this price, only the Rabbonon, the Tanekame of the price holds there is such a requirement. But the Rabbonon of the Mishneh, they don't hold that there is a requirement of Dalet Dalet. Alright. Now, the Amrinon Kluto Kemishimun Chadam. In other words, because of it, the Maiporich Lemeim Red Pshitel Rab, Minole. The knowledge of Pshitel Rabbi is Mishum. So Gemara says, "Lemeimre the Pshitel Rabbi the Bechudik Eshivuch Adam," because Rabbi said, "Omane Rabbi Akiva." What's the right? Maybe it's not the Pshitel Rabbi the Bechudik Eshivuch Adam. And B'sich Hasor Aplige. But one thing is clear to Rabbi, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that the whole apoch is according to Rabbi Akiva. So it's Kudu Kemishu Chadami. As far as the Rabbon is concerned, there is a possibility that even according to them, Kudu Kemishu Chadami. But it's not a certainty. So Memele, he doesn't want to say, Homane Rabbi Akiva Ve Rabbon. Because then it's a Sophic. He involves himself in a Sophic. But he says, Homane Rabbi Akiva, that the Mishnah certainly accords with Rabbi Akiva. Maybe it accords with Rabbon too. My poor Rabbi, the Pshitel Rabbi, the only Pshitel Rabbi, even should become a man of Rabbi Kivi, how should Rabbi Kivi sleep one of Chakut to Mishu Chadami? I will leave the Rabbonot, Miss Abkale, Ulochal Abba Mosul Meim, a man of Rabbonot. We mo you know him, how the Koma Leil Rabbi Kivi Sova, Kuto Ki Mishu Chadami, the Rabbonot, so glad Ki Shu Chadami. So it's part and parcel of the Roshan of Rabbi, Hagin the Rabbi, I was a Shabbat, Achimir Hashem in the Rabbi. So it's more Mistabea that the rest is the Roshan of the Gemara, of the Chachmei Gemara, not of Rabbi. But the Roshan of Rabbi can see just Omar Rabbi, Homane Rabbi Akiva. The Omar will be no more Kimar Bola Bo. Stop. And then, when the Gemara says, Itnan, Azir, Mishayoki, that's the Roshan of the Chachmei Gemara, not the Roshan of Rabbi. So, Memele,
So why does Gemara ask? Remember the Pshito Lerab.
Achim Yirashi Yemi Lerab. Veimer Yi Yidoche Perush. Vom Boye Boye Lerab. Vichim Niike Lisruke Biklokitaye. So since Rabbi has two alternative Pshoti, in the Machlekim to Yerakim and Chachomim, so it's mistaber that he has another alternate Pshat. Since he's not sure of the Pshat. So even Rabbi Akiva does not agree with that concept of Kudak Mishung. So Meishit is Chayev. So there's a Machlekes whether the same Aloche that we have Gabi Meishit by Yudachas and is Chayev applies to Zerek too. Rabbi Kiva, so we have learned Zerek Meish. Rabbi Nitzabu, we have Finon. So, Elo de Rabbe, we chosh le forish rabbis. So, if Rabbi here had agreed with his Sofik, his original Sofik, that as to what the Pshat in the Machlik is between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi is, so then, he has another alternate Pshat also. So how could he say, Bipshite Soman Rabbi Akiva, there is a possibility that even Rabbi Akiva rejects the deal of Kutkin Shuhadan. So we have to say that Rabbi originally had the Sofik as what the Pshat is, but then at the end he was sure what the Machlit is between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva. Alright. Now this is the most important part of the thesis. Veidimari, you hold the Komar Ashas, Abu Mata Masod, the Akal Chayev, the Amrin of Kutkin Shuhucho, Haimil Rabbon. Abo lehabakime kluto lavki mishum chodam ye umechayev mishum yalfin el zirik meish. So the Rebbe says that according to the alternative in Rab that the machlekes between Rabakim and Rabbonon is only lemaila maso, and the machlekes is where yalfin el zirik meish it or not, but lemaito maso dibre hakel chayev. So then dibre hakel chayev, but for different time. So according to Rabbanon, so it's because Limatoma so is Chayev because of Kudu Gimishuncho. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who says Yalfin and Zerik Menachin, so he couldn't agree with Kudu Gimishuncho. Because if he had accepted the Shite of Kudu Gimishuncho, then he couldn't say Yalfin and Zerik Menachin. Because how could we be Ali? How could we be Aleph Zerek Meishi? By Meishi, so there is no Kluta Kimishu Uncho by Meishi. Why not? Why shouldn't there be Kluta Kimishu Uncho by Meishi also, just as there is by Zerek? So that's in line with what Teisra said in the previous Teisra. In other words, if we say, like Rabbi Dreger assumed Pshatan Teisra, that Teisra in the previous Teisra laid down a general proposition that when it's held in the hand of someone, so then the concept of Kutu Kimishu Uncho doesn't apply. Without recourse to the Shaila of Aget Yad Shmei Aget or Loi Shmei Aget. It doesn't apply even if there is no problem of Aget Yad. So it doesn't apply. So it's always in the hand of someone. So we couldn't apply the principle of Kutu Kimishu Uncho. Mashen Kim by Zeleik. So the principle of Kutu Kimishu Uncho does apply. So Mimele, how could Rabbi Akiva say that Lemailo Miyut, so Zerek Yisrael, Yalfin and Zerek Memeshi, how could we learn how Zerek Memeshi? By Meshi, there is no Shaiches of Kutu Kimishu Uncho, because it's held in the hand of someone. Mashenkin by Zerek, so if Rabbi Akiva agrees with the concept of Kutu Kimishu Uncho, so that means that in effect, when the person throws Mishusayochi derech Shisarabi Lemaila Miyud, so it's Kutu Kimishu Uncho, so there are two choices. First of all, he is Meitzi Mishusayochi Lemokim Tur, he is Zekir from the Mishusayochi and Maniach in the Mokim Tur, the Maile Miyud, that's in Mokim Tur, and then another Ritzoyer,
another story of Mokim Ptur, Mishus HaYochid. So how can we learn how to help the Meishit? By Meishit, there are no two acts of Ptur. One, it's not really Ptur, because both are Ptur of Heter. But two Ptur of Heter. In other words, first of all, is Meishit Mishus HaYochid and Mokim Ptur, and then from Mokim Ptur, his mitzi from Mokim Ptur in Rishus Hayochi. So how could he be chayev? How could we learn out Zirik Meishi? So then we have to say that according to the alternative Rabbi, that the machlekes between Rabakim and Rabbonon is in regard to Lemailo Miyul. So then, and Rabakim holds, the Rabakim says chayev Zirik. So then Rabbi Akiva definitely rejects the concept of good finishing home. And when Rabbi says in that alternative that I will take you the Ischayev, so it, because good finishing home, that's according to Rabbi. But according to Rabbi Akiva, Ischayev for a different reason, because the Alfinus Eric Meshit puts good finishing home up. Aber Rabbi Akiva kun lasch mich hoch da mir und mir khayu shiach mit zeh gmeishi di so vak mich hoch da mir wir haben wat zum meila zeh gmeishi do di da mir klau de hin de mich hoch da mir haben zeh du meila ma so ki zeh mich sayoch no makim tu und makim tu mich sayoch und di do me klau meishi chu mich sayoch und mich sagab beim tsa au me al kocho why couldn't we say meishi so mich sayoch mich der tu if we say so it's Mishus Hayochi Mokim Ptur, and then Mokim Ptur to Mishus Hayochi again. The answer is no, because Meishit, so it holds in his hand, so then we cannot take him to Mishus Hayochi. We don't make love in Meishit to Mishus Hayochi, 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 Mishus. So we see from this taste that the pshat in Kudak Mishuncho, the pshat in Kudak Mishuncho is not that it is Munachan de Karakabani. So then it wouldn't consist of two Hitzoyes, one Hitzoye Mishayoch and Mokim Ptur, another Hitzoye from another Hitzoye of Heter, of Mokim Ptur to another Mishayoch. Because there was no Anoche in the Mokim Ptur. It was always Munach. In the car to believe, I believe. So we see that this shita is included in Mishumcha, that it's not in the Avir itself. And the Bimtzias, it passes through the Milam, the Avir of the Milam Yud. So that means it's not the Milam Yud. When the Avir of the Milam Yud, that's what it do. That's the Yishit. The Haste or the Shapir, the Polish remember the Pshitale. Remember the Pshitale. So we cannot say, that it's not pshitalei, but he Rabbi says, a man Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva monefsheach agrees. No, there is no monefsheach, because according to that alternative, dafke Rabbi Akiva says that lo yamrin on kudkim shufatami. The Rabbanan say kudkim shumuchoy according to that alternative, Rabbi. But Rabbi Akiva says lo yamrin on kudkim shufatami. Why? V'ashlo sheshabu lepolim ele pshitalei. V'ose name shapet rotel nema liil. Aber mal mit Judy war hakol khayev die alfinon sehr reclamation die rabbe kibel im motel meila kim di so va kem sho un khodan so we couldn't say that we khim mash maksak do ga friz de boy name base mir rabbe doch wie hat die kommissarin tut kem sho khodan koi name der rabbe kibel hey ich muss so nehmen aber auf Friede mit Kuh auch mit dem Schuhen und dann je und kann man die Fürke manchmal die Dabke mit dem Sajok und ich muss ihr auf Friede dann noch halt dann noch immer wo I mean even though there is a Washington Tasteless believe that auf Friede doesn't require dann noch ja dann noch immer wo aber even with his rap but here Tasteless doesn't agree with that Washington Tasteless believe. Alright. Uliu Rashbo Pirej, Bisomu, Chavishus Rabi, Uli Boi Rafchid de Mokhidah. That's the Washington Taze. Alright. Now, so this is Taze Shittin. That the Pshat in Kuto Kimishu Umcha Dami is, the Pshat in Kuto Kimishu Umcha Dami is, that the Hanoche is in Davi. But the Shittin is Rambam is, that the Hanoche is Al-Gabikalak. And that's Mashma from the Lashon of the Ramban. Because the Ramban is Masik on this basis. That says that if we say Kulik Mishimuch Adamye, so then we couldn't learn out Zerik Mimeshi. Because then, in effect, Zerik Mishisayochid, Mishisayochid, Derech, Mishisarabim, Mimayon Yud, would not be Zerik Mishisayochid, Zayochid, but in effect would be Zerik Mishisayochid, Mimokim Tur, and another Zerik, Mimokim Tur, to the other Mishisayochid. This is what Tezis says, so the Ramban is mask. And he says, it wouldn't consist of two Zrikes. One Zerik, Mishayoch, Mokim Tur, and another Zrike of Mokim Tur, Mishayoch. Because we couldn't apply the principle of Klutokim Mishayoch Adamye, where it's Palif Reshuse. What does it mean? So if the Ramban Shita is like the Ramban, then we understand that. We cannot say, if the Ramban Shita is like the Ramban, that the Pshat Klutokim Adamye is, that all the units consider that it is Munachal Gabi Kalke. So when can we say that it's considered Alpidim Munachal Gabi Kalke, even though Bimtzias, it's not Al Gabi Kalke, it's in the Avir, if it's in the Avir of the same Rishus. But if it's another Rishus, in other words, it's in Mokim Tur, then we cannot consider, we cannot construe it, that the ball, that the Chifetz, that Bimtzias is in the Mokim Tur, not even in that Rishus, not even in the Rishus Arabim, so it should be construed to be Munach in the Karke of the Rishus Arabim. But if the Ramban Shite is like Tei says, that he considered Munach in the Avir at that point, so what difference does it make? Is Palik Rishus, not is Palik, even if it's Palik Rishus, but it should be considered Munach in that place, in the Mokim Tur. So in other words, so Teisves Shite here is that the Yeruch Adamye means that the Hanoche is in the Avir, in the particular place where it goes through, it passes through, and the Ramban Shite is that the Hanoche is considered to be on the Karkabin, to be on the Karkabin. Now, I said yesterday that from Rashi's Loshen, it's Mashma, that it's like Tesis. Because Loshen of Rashi is the last Rashi, and Dalet and Dalet, Kluto Achevet, Hoyu V'niklad V'Aviro Shal Yishus Rabi, Ki V'Shehun Chof V'Seichei. So first of all, if Rashi Shita had been that Anochi is considered on the Karki, he didn't even mention the term Karki here. He only mentioned V'Aviro Shal Yishus Rabi. And then if Rashi would mean Huncho Biseche Al Gabi Karke, so Rashi should say Huncho Kimisho Huncho Al Gabi, not Biseche. Why Biseche? Should say Al Gabi. So from the Loshon of Rashi, it's Mashma that he agrees with Tesis. The Abnezer says that Rashi Shite is that it like the Rambam, that it's considered to be Munach al Gabi Karke, and he has, I mean, the Loshon of Rashi. So two Rashis. One Loshon in Gittin is a Diyuk, but the Loshon of Rashi in Eilat is more than a Diyuk. But even in Gittin, it's a Diyuk only, but it is a Diyuk of Lapoches. The Fayentes in Gittin, so Kluto, Kimisho Uncho. So the Rosh Nagmori is Kluto Kimisho Uncho, but Rashi says, Kluto Bisicha Avir, Kimisho Uncho Lo Oretz. Kimisho Uncho. So that is not such a strong Roshan that indicates it, like Shittes Rambam. But the Roshan, this is the Fayentes in Gittin, but the Rosh of Rashi in Eirev is much stronger. Nerev und Daf von der Gimel mit Beis. Mit Gimel mit Beis. Is the 10th line beneath the Gemara column. The 10th line in Rashi beneath the Gemara column, or the lines beneath the Gemara column. So Rashi says, in the Dukesh Mamino, Po, Enu Gavei Aso, Afilu Enu Rechova Dale, Yehuda Ere, Yechim de Lemato Maaso, Havele, Kimam di Mamcha Are Damye, Kim de Lemato Maaso, Havele, Kimam di Mamcha Are Damye, Yechol Imato Miyut, Kluto Kimishu Chadam. So the lotion is Kimandi Mancha Aradam Ye, the Holy Matam Yut Kuta Kimishunkota. Alright, so it could be that Rashi in Eredim and in Gittin had a different Chita than he had in Shabbos. The lotion of Rashi here is Mashmala Tesis. But the lotion in Eredim and in Gittin is Mashmala like the Rambam and the Rambam. Alright, there's no Kashi many times to find that Rashi. Rashi was crazy. I mean, sometimes we find that Rashi in one place says two Mishemes. One is just the opposite of the other. All right. And if you want, you can say that when Rashi says Ki Mishehun Chob Yiseche, he means the Karka, not in the Avya. The Avya. Why does he say Hun Chob Yiseche, not on Gabe? All right. Okay. But it's possible that Rashi, Rashi in Erev has a different shita than Rashi in Shabbos, whatever it is. Anyway, so we have two shitas. We have Rashi in Erev certainly agrees with the shita of the Rambam and Rambam, that is considered like Noch on the character of the Rosh Hashanah. Now, if it's considered, so then the question arises, if it's considered to be Noch and the character of the Rishus Rabin, so why is it inconsistent with the requirement of Dal Batalot? You see, here the Gemara says, the Gemara is the Kash. But be nakir la noch mal gamin mokim dal dal dal. Gamin mokim dal dal dal. Be like. So the rabbi says, O man Rabbi Akiva. So that means Rabbi Akiva rejects the whole din of dal dal dal. Dal dal dal. Now, so if we say that the pshat included in Mishu Muchadami, the pshat included in Mishu Muchadami is that the Anoche is in the Avir. So then we understand Rabbi Akiva certainly rejects the requirement. But if we say that the Pshat Mekudek Mishun Chadam Yeh is not that it's in the Avir, the Anoche is on Gavi Karke. Now the Karke is just a Rabbi, certainly has Dalet Al Dalet. So Mimele Rabbi Akiva does not have to negate the deal. And according to this tesis, so the aloha of Kutke Mishuch Adami is not chayach when it's held in the hand of the person. So Mimele, how does the Gemara say, Homan Rabbi Akiva, Domalipin Mokim Abor Abor? So that's why the Oni is chayach. That's why the Balabais is chayach. No! Rabbi Akiva holds Kutke Mishuch, so that means there is Dalet Al Dalet. Mashenkin here, we cannot apply the principle of Kutuk Mishuncha. So there is no Anochal Mokdal Nadal. So this is discussed by the Avnezer. So Mimele, the Avnezer, so because of that, the Avnezer disagrees with Rabbi Gleyas Pshat in Tesis. That the Tesis is saying that the whole principle of Kutuk Mishuncha does not apply to a case where it's held in the hands of someone. And the Tesis is only limited to the case where it's ogut to the goof that is in another Jews. But that's not mistaber that this is the pshat in Teisves, because Teisves formulates it in general terms. So it means it's without recourse to ogut, to ogut. It's lishayach luto. So the melee. So the question arises: how does the Gemara say? Omarabi, homan rabakive, domo libino mokim abo ala bo, libino mokim abo ala bo. But after all, the pshat in libino mokim abo ala bo is that it's not that the danoch is al gabi karke, and the karke has dalet al dalet. Mashayim came in the case of the Mishneh, where it's held in the hands of someone, so then we cannot say it to the Mishneh. So we have to say, as I said yesterday, that the halacha of Dalet al Dalet implies that it must actually be Munach al Mokim Dalet al Dalet. Not that it should construct. Is that is considered al-Bedin as if it is Munach al-Gabikalake. Al-Bedin is considered, but in tears, there is no actual Hanoche al-Mokim Dal al-Dalet. So, and still Rabbi Akiva says that he's Chaye by Zerik Mishayochim Mishayochim. So it's a Chaye that Rabbi Akiva rejects this requirement that it must have an actual Hanoche, an intangible place of Dal al-Dalet. This is the Pshat. But then, I mean, this is the plain pshat.
as I said yesterday. Now, now the question is, what is the halacha of dalet al dalet? Is the halacha of dalet al dalet that al kedim it has to be considered to be munach al motim dalet al dalet, or that it must actually be noch, an intangible place of dalet al dalet? Now that's not so serious of a portion. Now turn to the Gemara Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Omar Rabbe Bar Shile, Omar Rav Chisde. That's in the middle. That's in the middle. The ninth small line above the big lines in the Gemara. All right. Omar Rav Chisde, Omar Rabbe Bar Shile, Omar Rav Chisde. Liveinu Skuba Bishus Rabbi, Vizorak Mitoch Bifoneo Chayet, Al Gabo Potter. A gabba pot. So in other words, suppose you have a brick that is set up in the Rishus Rabbi, and then he throws in the veino. He throws, let's say, a teino, let's say, veino shmeino. So it's something that sticks on it. So if it falls on the gav of the brick, on the gav of the leveno, so then he's put. But if it sticks to the surface, to the plate, now this is the leveno, and it's set up like this. So if the Dveva Shmeino, let's say the Teino, the Tit, is falls out here, so he's Potter, because it's Gimut Vochim High, so it's a Mokim Tu. It's a Mokim Tu. But if it sticks to the play of the Veino, of the brick, not on something that serves as support, On the side of the brick, not on top of the brick, but on the side of this brick. But how is it held? Because it sticks to it. So then he said, as long as the pnei of the brick is within you tvochim, that is the avir of the Rishus Rabbi. Of course, we are dealing with a levenoi brick that is not more than ten yutvochim ha. This is what he says. Levenos kum rishus rabim vizor avitom vaneo chal al gabo pot. Now let's see the Rashi. Leveno stam leveno oko chovo rochvo gimu. Veino ob yoshio. Yesh men oveis yesh men dakis. Vitoch al poneo ki in vilo shmeno tit chay. In vizor al dao damis. The Havi Kimuna Vishus Rabbi, the whole matter with the Vishus Rabbi, who are watching a new Akhlimata with you, the Havi Kikarke, or the Bahavi, the Hai, the Lidik of the case, who the Amun must listen to the Kamo, has it our damage the case of Matu Yu Tuachi, the Zay Berlin Hai, the Hio of the Matu Yu, the Rehab of Samuels, of Shay Wachs of Dawit, the Rehab Dawit, the Hezidim of the Kamoes, of Shay Wachs Dawit, the Hezidim of Kiptu, Hani Tashi Shamsuyon, when there is support, it's lying on something, on top of something. King Gavri Lane of the Reish case, on top of something. We amu the hand is time to shmishe, avo avio ki enti akeisu, dobra, you decide of the keisu or the rebeno, you will have a vishus al nafshe, el vi lo matem yudu, have a vishus al nafshe, gomo, vi lo matem yudu, di shalte de rabbi, ma va vi le baum mo ki tu, ki nam, le maio mi yu tvoch, e zir gabi ro pot, al gabo, is pot, alright, gabi is pot. So then here are the cases. There is a machliki between Rabbi Tam and the Rebbe. Eimer Rabbi Netam, di noch lemaylo mishleisho, tzorich shei bifoneo arbo al arbo. Uma she bedubo bifnei halveino, choshiv timun acholer, af al pi shei ne yalo be'ad. So Rabbi Netam says that when we say we talk bifoneo, which within the tvoch of the Rishus Rab, so is chayev only the side of the brick has dalet al dalet. But suppose the side of the brick does not have dalet al dalet,
So it's potter because there has to be anoch and now now. The noch lemaylo mishleisha tzorosim v'nei avo alabo. Umashem midube b'nei albeino choshev kimuna choleo avo pishenu v'ab. V'chin hod nitnau lematom yud kizirik v'avya. Umeitlo nekeisa. Umeitlo aviecha midvei l'shmeino. Hanitai menami dachim shenitba b'nei akeisa l'shirzeich and dalad aldalad. Because the keisa l'ad aldalad aldalad. Is choshev kimuna choleo. This hametamshi. There is what pirates. That lemaylo midinu mevoye sheheid b'nei albeino nekeisa dalad aldalad. Even if it sticks to the side of the Leveno, and even though the Leveno does not have Dalet al Dalet, he's still higher. The Chibush of Eyes HaKarke, Choshiv Kimunach al Gabi Karke. So since it's Eyes HaKarke, so it's considered Kimunach al Gabi Karke. It's considered Kimunach al Gabi Karke. Now, so there is a machleken between Rav Netam and the Rivo, as whether in the case where it falls on the side of the Levain, or whether it's considered, whether it's necessary that it should have Dalet al Dalet, or it's not necessary. According to Rav Netam, it is necessary, and according to Rivo, it's not necessary. Why does it? Why does the Rivo say it's not necessary? The Fugu should say like Rav Netam. There is a requirement of Dalet al Dalet. So he says, since it's Reyes HaKarke, so Choshev Kimunach al Gabi Karke. Choshev Kimunach al Gabi Karke. So maybe it's not necessary that the site should have Dalet al Dalet. Why? No, so from the Rivo, we can deduce this answer. Now, the Shaila was raised with the requirement of Dalet al Dalet. Does it imply that al Bidin it has to be Noch al Dalet al Dalet? Not that Bimtzias it must be Noch an intangible place of Dalet al Dalet. Even in Bimtzias, it is not resting an intangible place of Dalet al Dalet. As long as al Bidin it's construed that it's considered Noch on Dalet al Dalet, so it's enough. Oh no, it must actually be Noch, an intangible place of Dalet al Dalet. So we see from the Rivo says that where it sticks to the side of the brick, even though it doesn't have Dalet al Dalet, so it's alright. So in other words, it conforms to the requirement. It fulfills the requirement of Dalet al Dalet. Why? Because since it's Reyes HaKarke, Choshev Kimunach al Gabi Karke. But that's only al Pidin, that's theoretical. Choshev Kimunach al Gabi Karke. But Bimtzias, it doesn't lie on the Karke. Bimtzias, it sticks to the side of the Leveno, which does not have Dalet al Dalet. So we see that according to the Rivo, so it's not necessary that it should be Mtzias lie on a tangible place of Dalet al Dalet, according to the Rivo. Now the question is, now according to Rashi in Eir and Rashi in Git, that the pshat included the mishum chadamye. The pshat included the mishum chadamye is that it's considered nochal gabikar. So even though b'mtzias it's not nochal gabikar to be me, but al pidin it's considered to be noch. So b'meile, how does the Gemara say? Omar Rabbi Oman Rabbi Akivi. But Teisa Shita is that Kishachin could be a Lishon Shmo Abayis when it's held in the hands of someone, then we don't say Kuto Kimishon Chadam. We don't say Kuto Kimishon Chadam. So how do we know that Rabbi Akivi doesn't require Abo al Abo? How do we know? Maybe Rabbi Akiva also requires Abo al Abo. But the reason is why Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah Zirik Mishayoch 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 that he is Chayev, because then there is Anoch. Even though with Tzias there is no Anoche. But Al Pidin there is Anoche. Al Mokim Dal Al Dalet. Mashenk in the case of the Mishnah where the Din of Kudu Kimishu Chadamye doesn't apply. The Din of Kudu Kimishu Chadamye doesn't apply. So then, in Malpidin there is no Anoch al Mokim Dal Al Dalet. Unless we'll say that Rashi Neirav will be chilek on cases. On cases here. That the principle of Kutuk Mishum Chadamye does not apply to a case where somebody holds And the trashy Levite when I'm getting will agree you take the sheet of Tzadik Leis, but that's, I mean, why should we say that? So there is a better answer. I mean, the better answer is that the Daloche of Dalet al Dalet implies that Bimtzias it should be like. But Bimtzias it should be like. So Mimele, Rabbi says that Rabbi Akiva certainly rejects the requirement of Dalet al Dalet. Because true, Kludikum Shunchos al Putin is considered lying on the Kalke. But Bimtzias is not lying on the Kalke. And still, he's Chayet. So that means that Rabbi Akiva rejects the Aloche of Dalet al Dalet. But according to the Rivor, we have to say that the requirement of Dalet al Dalet is not the Bimtzias, it should lie on the tangible place of Dalet al Dalet. As long as Al Kedin, theoretically, I mean constructively, it's considered to be lying on the tangible place of Dalet al Dalet, so it fulfills the requirement of Dalet al Dalet. Because this is what the Rivor says, Ligabe the Pnei Halaveino. Pnei Halaveino. This is what he says. Now, So we can say maybe Rashi doesn't agree with the Rivor. Rashi doesn't agree with the Rivor. So the Rivor holds that the Aloch of Dalet Dalet is not a requirement. It is not a requirement that you should actually lie. Just that Al Pedim should be Munach. Not that Bimtzias it should be Munach. But it seems that Rashi does agree with the Rivor, because Rashi says here, Leveino Stam Leveino Okol Vo Gimel Veino Yeshio. So that means that he is higher, he doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. It's Gimel al Gimel. Not Dalet al Dalet. Gimel al Gimel. Still he's higher, so he agrees not with Rav Netam, he agrees with the Rivor. Teishes Orosh, and Dev Gimored Abzayin, Dev Gimored Abzayin, the Toch Bifon El Chai, Im Limato Migimul Kares Lichtedom, Vim Limayla Migimul Tzorch Shei Al Pnei Odalet Al Dalet, Beav Olim Shei Nimut Bekes, Od Bnei Alvein O Choshiv Kmo Imuna Achol Gabikam, Kach Piresh Hadmetam. So, first of all, you see, when he explained the Shita of Rav Netam, even though it wasn't necessary for him to say it to Rav Netam, so he says, "Im limato migimul kaaler smichtu, v'im limaylo migimul tzor she'al paneo dalad alav, v'yafal pishin mitdekes alu b'fneyal veino." So why is he chayev? Is choshiv kmo imunach al gabi arv? Kach pirish Rav Netam. In other words, why does he have to say it? According to Rav Netam, that he is only chayev if the side of the Leveino has Dalet al Dalet. So Mimele, so we don't have to resort to the fact that it's Choshev Kmo Imunach al Gabi Yam. So the answer is, it means because, so we see that according to Rav Netam, certainly, I mean, that goes without saying, according to Rav Netam, so the Hanoche is considered on the Leveino itself, not on the card. So in many ways he says, the Apple Pishin in the Bekes of the Leveino, Choshiv Kmo Munach al Gabi Arba. Why does he have to say it? Naturally, the Leveino has Arba al Arba. So how could we say that it's not considered Munach al Gabi Arba al Arba? It sticks to the side of the Leveino. And the side of the Leveino has Dalet Tvochim al Dalet Tvochim. The answer is, because what's the significance of Dalet al Dalet? In other words, because it's a Mokim Choshu. So it's not just that it should be lying on a Mokim Choshu. Not that it should be lying on a Mokim Choshu. If the requirement has been that it has to lie on a Mokim Choshu, so then, So then we wouldn't apply the principle machshavtei machshevalei ki mokim arbala. Machshavtei letzirok. So the Gemara says that machshavtei is mentioned right here. Machshavtei machshevalei. So what machshavtei? The mokim doesn't become a mokim choshev just because that's his deliberate intention. The answer is no. The halacha is it has to be a hanoche chshuvo. Not that it, basically the hanoche has to be a hanoche chshuvo. Not that the mokim has to be a mokim choshev. But if the mokim is not a mokim choshev, so maybe the hanoche is not a hanoche chshuvo. If the mokim is not a mokim choshev, so the akira from there, therefrom, is not an akira chshuvo. But basically, the hanoche has to be a hanoche chshuvo. So in many ways, this is what the Rosh explains in Rav Letam. So he says, the afal pishin mitekes al b'nei al beino. So it's not lying on something that supports it. It's only sticking to it. So in many ways, even though the surface of the side has dalad al dalad, so what? When it lies on a dav and the surface of the top has dalad al dalad, then the anoche is anoche chshuvo. But when it doesn't lie on top, it sticks to the side. So even though it has dalet al dalet, we could say that anoche is not anoche chshuvo. No matter what the dimensions are, it's still not anoche chshuvo. So he says, no, it doesn't make any difference whether it's lying on top of something, where something serves as a support, or it sticks to something, to the side of something. So as long as it has dalet al dalet, so it's considered anoche chshuvo. This is what he said. All right, that's a parenthetical remark. V'rivo pirish ki misharei et pnei akarke choshuv kmoi shemunach al gabi akarke v'afilu im nidvach idobo shen rochel dalet ischai v'koshe. That's the same kashe is raised by Tesis Dav Zayin v'koshe din kei mai dochit rei gabi maslis v'koshe tes yodei v'obim akir v'anoch al gabi mokim arba rei ke maslis v'shetei v'zachir et yodei v'yze shiorei et pnei akarke v'ei heiche mai deiche mai sal mikuto nishan ekuto d'rei et pnei akarke. V'nirali shalohoi so, but that's the important thing. V'nirali shalohoi so das rivo elo bidovo hadovu klekesa oi bilveino ham chuberes lekarka kivu shagalveino mages ad akarka chashvino le kivu ishtucho eitz lakarka avo dobo shivu bi avia meide rivo dibino shibirechva. So he says something very important here. He says, in other words, the way the Rosh understands the Rivor is not that when there is a constructive anoche on the karka, even though b'mtzias, it's not lying on a tangible place of dalet al dalet. So that itself, the fact that al pidin constructively it's considered to be noch on the karka, that itself constitutes a compliance with the requirement of dalet al dalet. No, the requirement of dalet al dalet implies that b'mtzias it has to be noch on a tangible place of dalet al dalet. Dalet al dalet. And mimele, even if we say kutukim shimucha dam ye means that al pidin is considered to be noch al gabi karka, but b'mtzias it's suspended in the avia. It's not noch al gabi karka. Mashenke in the side of the leveno, since the leveno is set up on the karka, or the kesel, and something sticks to the kesel, so the kesel is set up on the karka. So the mele, and let's say this is the kesel, and here the leveno sticks here, and this is set up on the karka. So the whole leveno is considered as an extension of the karka. Is considered an extension of the karka. There's the washing. V'nirali shalohi sadas rivo. Elo bidom hadom klikeisa. Oy beuvein am chuberes. Not in the case of kluto. So here the kasha vei deicha maisel mi kluto ishane kluto de vei pnei karka. So mele. So what's the raya? This is what the rosh is. According to the rivo, how can Rabbi say that Rabbi Akiva definitely rejects the whole halacha of dalet al dalet? Maybe he doesn't reject, but there we have compliance with the requirement of dalet al dalet, because Because if it's called Bavir, so it's Chayiv Me'akarke, so it's Choshev Timun Al Gavikarke. The answer is no. The fact that it's Choshev that constructively is considered Munach Al Gavikarke does not constitute the fulfillment of this aloche of Dalet Al Dalet. One second. Bimtzias it has to be noch an intangible place of Dalet Al Dalet. Mashiach came when it sticks to the surface, to the side surface of the Leveno, since the Leveno, the K cell, is set up on the Karka, so mainly the side surface of the Leveno, the K cell, is considered an extension of the Karka. Sometimes you have in the Karka a certain, it's elevated. So here it's considered as if the Karka is elevated, because the Leveno is not all karka is even level. So in other words, so mainly it's considered as being tzias lying on an intangible place of Dalet Al Dalet. We nearly Mashiach came in the case of Pluto. So there is, so you could not say that being tzias it's lying on an intangible place. Being tzias it's Tolu Bavia. It's Tolu Bavia. Even though Alpidin is considered as lying on the Karka, but Mitzias is not lying on the tangible place of the world. This is some mele, there is no kashi. So against the Rashi. Against the Rashi Meirav and Gittin, and we don't have to say that the Rashi Meirav and Gittin must agree with Teis Veshite that agrees. The Rashi Meirav and Gittin can agree with Teis Veshite that Dalet Al Dalet. That we don't apply the principle of Plutat Mishum Chodam. We don't apply the principle of Plutat Mishum Chodam to a case where it's held by Biyagoda. But then the question arises, so how can Rabbi say that Rabbi Akiva definitely rejects the whole aloche of Dalet Al Dalet? Why? But after all, according to Rashi and Eretz, so Pulut Keshuchah means that Alpidin constructively, it is resting on the Karaka, it is lying on the Karaka. Constructively, Alpidin, but Bimtzias not. But then yes, how about Leveno? So the answer is, by Leveno it's considered as Mitzias it's lying on the Karaka. Because since the Leveno is set up on the Karaka, so the Leveno is considered an extension of the Karaka. The extension of the Karaka. Alright. Alright. Yes, what is it?
But I don't understand. So how do we see from the Mishnah that it's Rabbi Akiva? The case of the Mishnah is Yad.
No, the Mishnah is Zirik, Mishnah Sayochi, Mishnah Sayochi.
Our Mishnah, Rabbi initially said Mishnah.
No. So, as Teitz says, the way that Rabbi Kleya understands the Teitzness is that the Gemara doesn't mean that the din of the Mishnah that only Yisrael or Bais Yisrael is based upon Kluta. No. The Kluta has nothing to do with the din of the Mishnah because it's held in the hands of a person. But Rabbi Akiva rejects the whole concept of Dalet Al Dalet. Because Dalet Al Dalet implies that there has to be an actual and not an intangible place of Dalet Al Dalet. And Kluto, even if you say that Alpidin, it's considered to be lying on the Karaka, but there is no actual anoche, an intangible place of Dalet Al Dalet. Alright, now, the next thesis. Vidyum anoche ud lebari, vahakir lebari, pirush rashi, didayik, vidyum lechayu beiz achas vishmitzoye vahachas vishmachnos. Vikoshin, vilmo, honu lechayu beiz vishmachayu atomim mokimah, Voi di somo come la viude le khaye voyerebe beis aber gab dik tonne samre mit khaye ho khanam no galatine mi no mit khaye shtay mi nigeli fore is di kole ni khwatche le baye i au fino mi is le ko mit vos on cho i benaro aber arba vi neist no ya de is ya moho o ti mashi drash de vas ma yitsi mi kenbe o se name shapien bakire mal alright elo magavis kosher gasbo Matzrichen Rabbi und Rabbi Yisi und Hamid am Mishnik in Anoi. Wo es wir euch mit den Beide Ereben, die Machschafte, die Schabi und die Mokin. So in other words, so we could explain the Mishne without
without the establishment of the principle of Yerushalmi Chshuva. Because Machshavti Ma'asher Lemot, Yikoma Hoso, Rabbi Yisiv, Hishtim, Yerok, Chayiv Chatos, Uporim, Yerok, Bino Mokim Dalet. We like, so why is Yerok, Chayiv Chatos, it's not Mokim Dalet, Umshane, Machshavti Ma'asher Lemokim. Ein Woche hat er mal Rabbe, so hat er bifi Kelle, und bifi Kiev schon Chaye. So why is the Chaye? The P Kelle does not have Dalle Dalle Dalle. Und hier ist Hamet Ham, die Ho, die Oma Machschaft, die Schamme, okay, heine Eiche, du in Michal in mir nachher, when he has an exclusive interest. In other words, when he's interested, that Anoche should be in one way. In one way. So, Heich und ich bin nachher und bin sehr und mein Masch bin gerockt und ich habe Haschel und bin nachher wie kein so ein bisschen Kerle Schabitzei nei 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 Schabitzei nei. But it just happened. So also Chayef, no, that not. Only deliberate, if it was his deliberate intention, that it should be noch dafke bifikel. Look, I've seen what's in noch bifikel. The noch mashen ikam nus bikach. Abo hoche ne chayish ish ikam ul yodi bifuyach. Vi hoda amrino mikamo. Hava amin ahalu min lichet ach shul yodi. Abo gam in lichal ish ikatwene bin achiret mil yodi. Hayim bishum mikom al yodi shol mokshum lichidawa yodale. Abo bishod vod. Loi machshi, loi machshi, loi machshavtei. Ela heichad loi michalei binyanach. Ela heichad loi michalei binyanach. Alright. Zorach minoch al gabizis kol shu rabbi mechai. Yes?
But based on what you said earlier, the simple shat would be you need the mokal machshavtei only makes the maitzah not. But here we have to be concerned with the mokal. We need both halachos.
I understand.
There's two. You said there were two things. There was the machshav. We have to only make it a ma'isa hanafa chashuva. But in terms of the mokum itself, you have to make that kosher for other, you know, in other ways. So here,
what is machshav?
You said machshav.
No, I said that the pshat in the machshav in mashvel mokim is shows that it's not a aloche of mokim chashuva.
Right.
That the anoche should be a. Should be aloche chashuv. So it is aloche of mokim chashuv. But the mokim chashuv is not, does not have significance in itself. Why is it important that the mokim should be mokim chashuv? Because if the anoche is made and the mokim chashuv, then the anoche is aloche chashuv. If the anoche is made and the mokim sheinu chashuv, so the anoche is not aloche chashuv. So when there is a deliberate intention, an exclusive intention, that the anoche should be dafki bifikale. So Mimele, then, even, then, it's considered, the Anoch Echshuva. You can call it the Mokim Choshev too, I mean, but the important thing is, Anoch Echshuva. Yes?
According to Rabbeinu Tam, would the Akira be considered that here?
What do you mean Rabbeinu Tam?
According to Rabbeinu Tam.
Tam holds, the Tam. Oh, this Rabbeinu Tam, yeah.
When he takes it out of the Tam, the Akira from the Tam, would that be considered Choshev? Because that's the only way to do it.
No. The fact that he takes it out from his hands, I think that the Rambam mentions it. The fact that he takes it out from his hand does not make it machshavte mashvili mokim choshu, because he's interested in the eichel in the chayfet. It's not the getting rid, the removal from the place. Let's say in the case of Ok, so he's not interested in the spittle. He is interested in the removal of the spittle from the marit. So the mele, you can say, I think the Ramban said it. Ramban, the Rashbo. So the mele, it's considered machshavti mashvili. Mashenkin here, is he interested in removing the apple or the loaf of bread from the hand of the balabais? No, he's not interested. He's interested in having the apple. So maybe it's much harder to say machshavti mashvili limokim choshev. So the deliberate intention is to remove the spittle from the mouth. You see. It's
only,
not
the, since the only way you can do it is from the mouth.
No, no, it's not just from the mouth. No, because they are dead, it's tachless. The removal from the mouth is the tachless. Here, the removal from the hand of the apple, the removal of the apple, of the loaf of bread, from the hand of the balabais is not the tachless. The tachless is because he wants to have the loaf of bread for himself. I don't know how to know about this culture, Rebbe Michael. We came a cut the picture of Vilma Hanochi with the Bay, for Akira Bay. The Yeshlema, the Blah Broche Porksha. Abu Koshe is wrong because we come on Bazele. Now, these kind of tasteless, you couldn't go through without them as showing them around. Abu Koshe is wrong because we come on Bazele. I'll kneel to the Rebbe Yude Doma Bissom. We hire for you, Hoyo Rebbe Stein. So there on the sugi of Azirim we discuss this machlekes between Rebbe and the Chacham of Zorak v'shusarabi v'shusayochi v'emtza. So Rebbe Mechaye v'chacham in Petrin al milz Rabbi Yudhama v'shom Mechaye for your Rebbe Shtayim that by Zorak v'shusarabi v'shusarabi v'shusayochi v'emtza. So he's Chayev Shtayim. Yosef Rav Chizir Mikokashelei Limeim Redev Chayim Reba told him what Omar, but there is a price that Rebbe, the which Rebbe says that there is no Chiyuv I've told him what him in other words that only Lamites Melochets Omar Lamites Chatois Omar Rav Yosef Ma Rav Rebbe Masnelo Mikashelei Anan Nad Rav Yudhe Masnelo Rabbi Yehuda de Tan, the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda de Tan, the Omer Chayev Beis, Avol Rebbe, when Chayev Beis, when Chayev Rebbe, I told him what he meant. So the Gemara, according to this girl, then takes his mention as another girl. But according to this girl, so it's the Pirush Gemara in Azirik that Rabbi Yosef says that according to Rebbe, that Rebbe when he says. Zorak Mishusarabi, Ushinayochi, Biemza, Biemza, so he's not Mechayev Shtayim. So in other words, and we can say, Anan, not Rabbi Yudhe Mastu, Vidim Rabbi Yudhe Doma, Chayev Beis, Avol Rebbe Eilu Mechayev Beis, Mechayev Rebbe Atol Benu Mokimav, in case Matthias Rabinzi for Mana Rabbi, a Katiche, Yomanoch, a good boy, you actually boy. So the Maram explains it. It's a very strange thesis, but the Maram explains it. In other words, we can only say the Blavoch and Polish Shapir if Rabbi Yisei didn't say it. All of the ends. So without this Gemara, so we could say that when the Gemara says here, Elo Rabbi Yisei for Mana Rabbi, hey Rabbi. Ilay meho Rebbe Ritanya Zorat Vinoch Al Gabi Ziz Kochu Rebbe Mechayim V'chachomim Petrin So Hosom Kidi Boyer Memori Kamon Kida Bayu Dama Rabbaye Hoche Dino Yim Yivu Shizayoch Nivu Yisraam Yidol Nuchalik Rebbe Salam Mishon Yivu Yidolik Rambo Yisraam Mishon Yivu Yidolik El Horeb Ritanya Zorak Mishizraam Yisayoch Yivu 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 So without that Gemore of Azirik we could say that when the Gemore says Eloho Rebbe, so it's not that the Gemara refutes Rav Yosef. And the Rav Yosef really meant that Homane Rebbe, the Rebbe of Zorak, you know, Al Gabi Ziz Kolchu, at first. But then the Gemara, Rav Yosef says no. The Gemara points out that when Rav Yosef said Homane Rebbe, he didn't mean the Rebbe of Zorak, you know, Al Gabi Ziz. But he meant the Rebbe of Zorak Mishusarabim Mishusayochi Behemt. This is what Rav Yosef meant. So there is no kasha. Why doesn't the Gemara say Yuma against Rav Yosef, Yuma Hanochel Rebaye, or Akir Rebaye? Why? Because after all, Rav Yosef, Alim the Ebes, Rav Yosef never meant, when he said Oman Rebbe, he never meant the Rebbe of Zorak Mishusarabim Mishusayochi Behemt. He meant the Rebbe of Zorak Mishusarabim Mishusayochi Behemt. Which is a yochi beemtza, and there, he will say mechayev boi rebbe shtayim achas mishum hitzoyev achas mishum achnos. So it's alright. So then it's not difficult as to why the Gemara doesn't spend time in asking Vidilma Hanoche Udu Bayo Akira Bayo. Because why should the Gemara say? Because after all, the Gemara is pointing out that Rabbi said never meant this Rebbe. So why waste time and say Vidilma Hanoche Udu Bayo Akira Bayo when the Gemara has to point out that Rabbi said never meant the Rebbe of Zohar Kinochal Gabizis? So it will be a waste of time just to say Vidilma Hanochel Lebayo Akirabai. Because Rabbi Yosef had reference to the other Rebbe, the Rebbe of Zohar Mishazarabi. But because of this Gemara Nazirik, now this Gemara Nazirik, according to this Gers, spells it out that Rabbi Yosef himself says that as far as Rebbe is concerned, so in the case of Zohar Mishazarabi, Ushayochi Behem Tzai is only Chai one half. So is chayev only one chatos. Rabbi Yehuda the Tane holds that he's chayev to chatos, but Rabbi Yosef says never said that he's chayev to chatos. So the male Rabbi Yosef couldn't say. So the pshat in the Gemara couldn't be that Elohor Rebbe, that Rabbi, when Rabbi Yosef said Oman Rebbe, he meant the Rebbe of Zohar, which is a Rabbi, which is a Rabbi, which is a Yochid Emtza, and because Bechayev was a Rebbe Shtayim, because Rabbi Yosef says that Rebbe was Bechayev Achazon. So then the Pshat, so if we take notice of the Rabbi Yosef's memory in Azeret, namely, that Rebbe, in the case of Zohar, which is a Rabbi, which is a Rabbi, which is a Yochid Emtza, is Bechayev only one Chatos, so then we cannot say that when the Gemara says Eloho Rebbe, so the Gemara is not refuting Rabbi Yosef, but the Gemara is just pointing out that Rabbi Yosef himself is saying it Eloho Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef himself couldn't say Eloho Rebbe. So obviously Rabbi Yosef himself meant which Rebbe? The Rebbe of Zohar Vinochal Gabizis. But the Gemara is saying Eloho, not like Rabbi Yosef. Not like Rabbi Yosef, but Rabbi Yosef himself, when he said Oman Rebbe, he meant Rebbe of Zohar Kvinochal Gabiziz, not the Rebbe of Zohar Mishuz Rabbi Mishuz Rabbi. So in Mele, it will not be a waste of time for the Gemara to say Vidyo Manochel Bayo Akir Bayo. If we could say that Rabbi Yosef is the one who says Eloho Rebbe, not the Chachmei Agmore, the Chachmei Bishabel Tashem the Gemara, so then it's not difficult. Because why should the Gemara spend time in saying Vidyum Anoch Lebayu Akir Abaye when Rabbi Yosef never meant the Rebbe of Zohar Kinoch Gabizis? So it would be a waste of time to say Vidyum Anoch Lebayu Akir Abaye. But if we take notice of the Gemara in Azeret, so Rabbi Yosef is saying that Rebbe holds and here the Gemara is saying Elohor Rebbe, that Rebbe is saying is Chayev Shtayim. So it's not that Rabbi Yosef is saying it, the Gemara is saying it, but Rabbi Yosef is saying something else. What is Rabbi Yosef saying? Oman Rebbe, which Rebbe? The Rebbe of Zohar Vinoch Al Tavizis. So in Meile the Gemara should say Vidyomah Anoch Al Bayo Atir Bayo. This is what the Maram says. Fine. Now you see Abu Koshen is wrong because we come by there. Our Mutzer Rav Yudit, don't be some. The Chayev Boyer Rav Rav Shtag. We also have to do the Kakashu and make them Chayev Rav Atol Mok Ma'am. Om Rav Yisiv Mara, the Rav Masnu Ol Kakashu, and Rav Yudit Masnu Yod. We did Rav Yudit on the Chayev Beis, Abba Rav on the Chayev Beis, the Chayev Rav Atol Mok Ma'am. In Kimat Tires Rav Yisiv, Oman Rav Yudit, Akad Tikshe, Do Ma'am Noch Yudu Lebaye, Ho Akir Lebaye. Yish Leima, Yisama Rav Yisiv, Nidavke Akuluto de Rabba Akive, the Leka Anoche Klau, Ikele Mifra, Ho Akire Baye, Avla Rebbe Iboy Anoche Al Davidis Kolshu, Ho Adin Do Akire Sagi Bicholshu. So, Teisa says, Rabbi Yosef holds, in other words, Rabbi Yosef really meant the Rebbe of Zohar Anoche Al Davidis Kolshu. I'll leave that. So the question, the Shaila, the Kashi is directed against Rabbi Yosef. How can Rabbi Yosef deduce from Rebbe's memory of Zohar Kinochal Gabizis Kolshu that Rebbe rejects the Aloche of Dalet? No! Maybe he rejects the Aloche of Dalet with Aloche, but not with Akire. How can he deduce that from there that he rejects even the requirement of Dalet Dalet Gabi Akira. So he says, before, when the Gemara mentioned Chabad Chilez, the one who rejects the requirement of Dalet Dalet, so the Gemara could say, Dilna Hanochi Udlibaye, Hanochi Udlibaye, Ho Akira Bai, because Dalet al Dalet, the aloche of Dalet al Dalet really has two components. The aloche of Dalet al Dalet. One component of Dalet al Dalet is that it has to rest and breathe. And it has to rest. It has to rest. And when it's not, it should not be in a state of motion. That's not aloche. If it continues to be in a state of motion, so that's not aloche. It has to be in a state of rest. It has to be said right. And you have to ache here from the mokinoch. You have to be ache the chayfet from the state of rest, not from the state of motion. And then that it has to be an intangible place. That's the other ingredient of the aloha place of Dalet al Dalet. Some may. In the case of Azirik, so neither component, neither ingredient is present. Because, first of all, you certainly don't have a halacha in a tangible place. It's avir, it's air, it's a gas. Not a tangible place. And then, that's number one. And it's not even the first component is not present there. Because when you throw a ball, let's say, Mishisayochi, there, Mishisarabi, so the ball, in the course of its motion, is never in a state of rest, not even for a split second is it in a state of rest. If it would stop for a moment and then continue flying, so right, but it doesn't stop even for a split second. So both components are like, and still Rabbi Akiva says he's a high. So what does it mean that Rabbi Akiva doesn't require either component, neither the component of a tangible place, of resting, of being let out from a tangible place of Dalet al Dalet, nor that it has to be in a state of rest. That it has to be let out from a state of rest. Neither component. Rabbi Akiva reject both components. Alright. Both requirements. Now, so then, when the Gemara says, no, so fine. So you can say that Rabbi Akiva certainly rejects the requirement of, I mean, both components. He rejects vis-a-vis anoche. But how do you know that he doesn't require it vis-a-vis Akiva? Why should we say that vis-a-vis anoche, Rabbi Akiva doesn't require these two things? And vis-a-vis anoche, he doesn't require these two things. And vis-a-vis Akira, it does require. So we can explain it very simply in accordance with the Rish Slomdes. Because what is the basis for this requirement? The two requirements. Al-Yetzi Yishvim Keimei. So these two requirements deal with what? With Akira. By Akira. But it's reasonable to learn out, to draw an analogy between Hanoch and Akira. So, while it's reasonable to draw an analogy between Anoche and Akire, so even though the Posik deals with Akire, not with Anoche, so we can draw an analogy. So the Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Akiva doesn't draw the analogy between Anoche and Akire. And he says, through the Posik of Al-Yetzi Yishvim Keimei implies these two requirements. Number one, that it has to be neka from a state of rest, not from a state of motion. Number two, that it has to be neka from a tangible place of Dalet al Dalet. But then, that Posik deals with Akira. So the Posik mentions these two requirements in connection with Akira. Not in connection with Anoche. Mashein came Gabe in respect to Rebbe's Din of Zoachino Halgabizis Kochil. So there, Rebbe emphasizes al-gabizis kosho. In other words, it must be in a state of rest for one second. State of rest. If it is continually a state of motion, then Rabbi, even Rabbi is not Mechayev. But it must be in a state of rest. But what does Rabbi say? Rabbi says that the other component